it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
This right here could be the biggest moment of his career.
Is it his time?
Yes! Noah Watson is wearing a green jacket at Augusta.
There's no doubt about it. The Bear has come out of hibernation.
All right, ready to roll here for week 18 of the PGA Tour season. I'm your host, Will Doctor. Great to be with you here on the Golf Pregame Podcast on Pregame's Network. Nice to be back covering some serious stroke play golf for the Byron Nelson and for the Insperity Invitational. I'll do my Byron Nelson picks pod right now, and then either tomorrow or Thursday, we will release an Insperity Invitational picks pod. The Champions Tour action does not start till Friday, so we have a couple days as far as the invitational picks to get some press conferences, watch a little golf, see how the older guys are playing, and then I'll come back with a picks pod for the Insperity Invitational later this week. As far as the PGA Tour, they are coming off their two-ball week at the Zurich Classic. Obviously, a huge dose of confidence picked up for world number two Rory McIlroy as him and Shane Lowry took down Chad Ramey and Martin Trainer there in a playoff at TPC Louisiana. And in case you missed the scene, in case you missed the little journey cover that Rory and Shane Lowry put on, you know, they put on an absolute party after the Zurich. This was the sound from the after party. So what a scene there in Avondale. What a journey cover from Rory McIlroy. Nice work there from Rory. You know, Jeff Duncan of NOLA.com wrote that Rory left the Zurich Classic, you know, not only a champion, but also a New Orleans for life, as, you know, the Cajuns fully embraced him during his win and celebration. It was a clutch performance by Rory and Lowry as they played the last 12 holes at 5-under and birdied the last to make their way into a playoff where they defeated Ramey and Trainer. And as for the big picture, it was Rory's first win of the season and Lowry's first win since the 2019 Open Championship. As for McIlroy, that was his 25th career PGA Tour win, which puts him one ahead of Dustin Johnson and Gary Player as far as all-time PGA Tour wins. Let's get to the action this week in Dallas. You know, the field this week at the Byron, I would call it fair. You know, you have your local in the field this week with Jordan Spieth. Will Zalatoris was supposed to be the other local. He withdrew, said he needed some back rest. So we'll catch Zal next week at the Wells Fargo. You have defending champion Jason Day in the field this week at TPC Craig Ranch. But for the most part, the top players on the PGA Tour are resting up for the next stretch of signature events, which starts next week at the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow. And then the week after Quail will be the PGA Championship, and then the week after the PGA is Colonial. So if you're wondering why, you know, Scheffler and Hovland and Clark, if you're wondering why those guys aren't playing in the field this week at the Byron, it's because you'll see them, you know, here over the next 3 weeks. In fact, you know, you'll 100% watch the best players in the world play four of the five next weeks, because after Colonial, the tour goes directly to the RBC Canadian Open, which is followed by Jack Nicklaus's tournament in the Memorial. So, you know, the Byron is the last tournament for a while where the field is not as strong as it could be. Looking back in time, the Byron used to be a marquee stop on the PGA Tour. Obviously, in its current placement, this tournament gets a little lost in the schedule. This was the first PGA Tour event that was named after a legend of the game in Byron Nelson. And for a certain generation of professional golfers, you did not miss Lord Byron Nelson's tournament. And it seems like now that Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer and Tiger Woods have their own events, the Byron Nelson is really an afterthought for players when it comes to scheduling. And I think that all started with the Byron Nelson moving away from Las Colinas at the Four Seasons in 2018. I thought that was a huge mistake. Number one, there was too much history there to move it. It was the host course the year Byron died, so I thought the forces of the game should have done whatever it took to keep it there. And on a lighter note, you know, the Byron at Las Colinas Four Seasons was a party each and every year. You know, Tommy Armour lived right off the 10th tee box and would throw some of the most wild parties on tour. And for a long time, this was the only tour stop that provided childcare. You know, this was a stop where players used to circle on their calendar as far as bringing the family, bringing the wife, bringing the kids. But now all PGA tournaments provide childcare. So that was an appeal for yesteryear. So number one, you know, I thought they should move the tournament away from Las Colinas in 2018 because of the history. Number two, you know, the two golf courses that the Byron has gone to since leaving Las Colinas in 2018, Trinity Forest and now TPC Craig Ranch, you know, neither one of them have been appealing as far as the viewer is concerned. Trinity Forest, Craig Ranch, both wide open, you know, hit it as far as you can, make a bunch of putts. Not much of an appeal for the viewer because, you know, by the time we get to the end this week, the winner is going to be at 25 under par. So, you know, TPC Craig Ranch, this is a golf course where they hosted Q School and they held a Korn Ferry Tour championship for a long time. It's a golf course that gets the job done, but really no impressive features and just warrants an absolute birdie fest. 25 under, 26 under, and 23 under have been the winning scores since the Byron moved to Craig Ranch. You can hit it absolutely anywhere off the tee. Driving does not matter that much at Craig Ranch. So I'll be focusing in on approach and putting numbers this week. Over the last 2 days, I've been finding out who has been hitting their irons well and who has been making a bunch of putts, not only over the last 3 weeks, but also in past performances at Craig Ranch. All right, so the order of play today for the Byron Nelson preview, we will start with the top six favorites on the odds boards. Then I will give you one matchup, one top 20, and one outright winner. And then we will move to a sleeper and a first-round leader before we round things out with a couple lineups, a scoring prediction, and a best bet. Let's get it started with the Byron Nelson favorites. We start with Jordan Spieth at 16-1 on William Hill, BetOnline, MGM, and Bovada. And when you talk about Spieth as of late, you know, there's been nothing to be impressed about this year when it comes to Spieth's performance. He had the third-place finish at the Century and finished sixth in Phoenix to start the year. That was a really nice way to kick off 2024. But since then, he really hasn't done a thing with three missed cuts in his last five starts. You know, the why on Spieth's bad play is really still up in the air. I thought after a couple, you know, top finishes to start the year, I thought that would be a preview for, you know, a 2024 in Spieth where, you know, he might get back in the major championship winning circle and he might scratch off two wins. That has not been the case. He has struggled on something different within his game in every event over the last month. And you know, when you talk about Spieth to Byron, it's a different story. This is a tournament that gave him an opportunity to play in a PGA Tour event when he was 16 years old. He took advantage of that opportunity, finishing 16th as an amateur that year. And we've known Jordan Spieth ever since. It's surprising he has never won his hometown event in the Byron, but that 16th place finish back in 2010, you know, that's a finish amongst a few other top 10s here over the years, including a second place finish in 2022 when he first competed at a Byron at Craig Ranch. And that second place finish, that came just a week after his last PGA Tour win at the Heritage, at the 2022 Heritage. So he was coming into the Byron in 2022 off very good form. You will see, you know, if you look deep into the stats, that Spieth is 14th on the PGA Tour right now in putting. And some of you may say, well, if that's one of the most important components this week, don't you like Spieth in that case? And that's a valid question, because when the ball striking is there, the stats would tell us that the putts have dropped for Spieth this year. He's putted well. But when you look at the last three events in particular, his most recent starts, Spieth has lost shots on the greens in each of his last three events. So that's what I'm saying when I'm telling you it seems to be something different for Spieth every week. He gets the irons going, but the putting's not there. He gets the putting going, but the irons isn't there. He struggled off the tee pretty bad at times this year. So I am out on Jordan Spieth this week at 16-1. And for the record, I don't love that number either. My guess for Spieth was 22-1 yesterday. So to see him at 16-1 after the year he's had, I am out on 16-1. Terrible number there. We move on to Siwoo Kim at 18-1.
Shaking that ass.
Oh, thanks for that intro, Mr. Spieth. But we move to Siwoo Kim at 18-1 on Bet365, William Hill, Bet Online, MGM, and Bovada. You know, Siwoo, you know, is someone who I almost really like this week. He finished runner up at the Byron last year to Jason Day. The only issue I have with Siwoo this week is that he's 141 in putting on the PGA Tour, and he's 102nd in birdie or better conversion. So he's hitting a lot of greens. He's giving himself a ton of great opportunities. But at 102 in birdie or better conversion, I highly doubt that Siwoo can make enough putts this week to get it to that 25 to 26 under number. I totally get the course history angle and the fact that he's one of the few established winners in this field.
Siwoo shaking that ass.
But with where the putter is, I cannot take Siwoo in a week where the winning score is going to be, you know, 25 some under par. So it's a pass on Siwoo this week at 18-1. 22-1 was Will Zalatoris. He's a scratch this week. He will not be in the field. He actually just put out a statement. You know, I told you at the beginning of the show that, you know, Will Zalatoris, he withdrew likely due to rest. He put out a more official statement here that kind of signals that there could be some injury flare up here from the back surgery. I'm going to quote Zalatoris here. This is Will Zalatoris 8 hours ago via Instagram. "Hey, y'all, I am frustrated to miss a tournament I've enjoyed going to since I was 9 years old. The Nelson and the Salesmanship Club have been so great to me my entire playing career, and I hope to win Mr. Nelson's trophy someday. My back needs some rest and recovery. I am ahead of schedule according to my doctors, but unfortunately, the first 6 months back are the most important for the long-term health of my back. I need to be prudent to make sure I don't miss a big chunk of time again. I hate that a flare-up happened during one of my favorite weeks all year, but we knew something like this was a possibility early in my return to golf. Thanks to the Nelson's new partner in CJ and making a long-term commitment to my hometown event, Sorry to my hometown fans that I won't be around this week to try to keep that trophy in Dallas this year. Look forward to going after the trophy again in 2025. All the best, and look forward to seeing everyone very soon. That was Will Zalatoris 8 hours ago via Instagram announcing his withdrawal from the Byron Nelson. So we will hopefully reevaluate Will Zalatoris before next week's Wells Fargo. We move to Jason Day at 22-1 on Bet Online. Day last year picked up his 13th career PGA Tour win at the Byron. It was, you know, very fitting because, you know, Day recorded his first PGA Tour win at the Byron in 2010. And then in a time last year when Day was searching for a career resurgence, he picks up his 13th in the same city as his first. I was going back through the replays and the interviews at last year's Byron. Here was Day's answer on how emotional his first win in 5 years was at the 2023 Byron Nelson.
Yeah, I was in tears, you know, for a little bit there. And to think about, you know, what my mom went through from, you know, 2017 on to her passing last year, and then to know that, like, it was very emotional to go through and to experience what she was going through. Then I had injuries on top of, you know, all of that going on in my life. And to be honest, I was, like, very close to, you know, calling it quits. And I never told my wife that, but I was like, I was okay with it just because it was a very stressful part of my life. Ellie, she never, you know, gave up on, you know, me trying to get back to, you know, the winner's circle again. She just always was pushing me to try and get better. And it feels strange to be sitting here. I don't know how else to explain it, you know, to go through what I went through and then to be able to be a winner again and be in the winner's circle is very pleasing.
So that gives you some, you know, an in-depth look at what some of these veterans are going through. You know, you remember Lucas Glover last year won a couple events in his 40s at the end of last season. It had been, you know, what, 5-6 years since Glover had won. Jason Day was going through a very similar thing prior to last year's Byron Nelson. It had been a long time, 4 or 5 years since the former PGA champion had been in the winner's circle. He did that last year, and it's amazing looking back at Day's scorecards from last year's Byron. Day fired a 64 in the first round and fired a 62 on Sunday to win by a single shot over Siwoo Kim and Austin Eckroat. Unfortunately, as we sit here a year removed from his last PGA Tour win, Jason Day's iron play this year, in particular, the last three events, has been absolutely deplorable. Bay Hill, he didn't hit his irons well and finished 36th. At the Players, Day, you know, lost shots with the approach, finished 35th. And in Houston, he had a horrible iron week at Memorial Park and missed the cut there. You know, Day's most recent start was 2 weeks ago at Hilton Head. He, you know, once again did not ball strike it well at the RBC, but the putter saved him enough to where, you know, he tied for 18th by the end of the week. But because the ball striking is not where we want it and not good enough, in my opinion, to compete this week at the Byron, we are out on Jason Day at 22-1. We're on to Minwoo Lee at 28-1 on Bet365, William Hill, Bet Online, and MGM. And I am out on Minwoo at 28-1. It's pretty simple. There's three reasons I'm out on Minwoo this week. Number one, he's 134th in iron play on the PGA Tour. Number two, he's 159th in putting on the PGA Tour. And number three, he missed the cut at Craig Ranch last year. Listen, everyone loves Minwoo. You know, everyone thought he was going to make an immediate splash after winning the Aussie PGA over the winter. But at this moment in time, Minwoo Lee does not look anywhere close to a top 10 player in the world. And Craig Ranch is simply not a good course fit. So we are out on Minwoo Lee at 28-1. We are on to Tom Kim at 28-1 on all books except for Bovada. Bovada has the tank engine at 25-1. And we have chronicled Tom Kim's struggles to start 2024. Of course, He got his third win in the fall at the Shriners. But since then, Kim has struggled a bit. I will say it was good to see him top 20 at the RBC as we approach, you know, the prime of major championship season. Tom Kim is the only player I have a ticket on to win one major this year. It doesn't matter which one he wins. I just have a ticket that he wins one of them. As you know, he finished 30th at the Masters in his first major start of 2024. That wasn't bad when you look at the way he played going into Augusta. He had a very rough start to the spring. So good to see him back in form. Got a top 30 at Augusta and then followed it up with a top 20 at the RBC. As for the tank engine this week, I think the question is, was the RBC the start of gearing up towards a big run for Tom Kim? And, you know, I say that because, you know, the last two events, he hit his irons very well. And finally, the putter came along for the ride at Hilton Head. So here's the deal with Tom Kim. There's some recent play stats that would tell us to stay away. But the fact is, he has shown in his last two events that he is on with his irons and putter. And Tom Kim finished 17th at the Byron Nelson last year. I think at the very least, we'll have a matchup on Tom Kim this week, and I'll get back to you on that when we get to the picks. For now, we are on to Adam Scott at 28-1 on Bet365 and BetOnline. We have, you know, a lot to talk about as far as Adam Scott is concerned today. He's played seven events so far this year and has only played bad in two of them. He had a rough go for a stretch in Florida at Bay Hill and the Players. Other than that, Adam Scott has been very impressive this year, and we'll talk more about that later on in the show. Adam Scott is a green light special this week at 28-1. All right, let's get to our one matchup for the Byron Nelson. It's going to be Tom Kim over Sung J.M. at even money on DraftKings. And the reason I like Tom over Sung J is because Sung J, you know, once again, went and played the Korean PGA Championship right in the middle of one of the busiest stretches of the PGA Tour season. Sung J did this last year, came back to the States to play the following week, and proceeded to miss three of his next four cuts. You know, this is a dangerous bet because Sung J comes in here off a 12th place finish at the RBC, and then he wins the KPGA. But I'm pretty confident that, you know, that much play and that much travel is going to warrant a bit of an off week for Sung J. And I expect Tom Kim to be contending on Sunday after the way he's been trending, follow the Masters and the RBC. So for matchup number one, I'm going with the three-time PGA Tour winner and Tom Kim over Sung J.M. at even money on DraftKings Sportsbook. We now move to the one pick to place for the week. It's going to be Seamus Power to top 20 at plus 275 on BetOnline. And the two-time PGA Tour winner in Power is another player who had a bit of a rough go to start the year. He's turned the ship around over the last month with a 21st place finish at Bay Hill and a 12th place finish 2 weeks ago at the RBC. And not only did Power compete at Craig Ranch when it hosted a Korn Ferry Tour Championship, but he's also recorded top 20s at Craig Ranch over the last 2 years. And Power is someone whose, you know, game can tend to fall apart around the greens. That's his main struggle for the most part. But I love how he enters the Byron, having picked up shots with the putter in five of his last six events. So for pick to place, for the only pick to place this week, it's going to be Seamus Power to top 20 at plus 275 on BetOnline. All right, folks, a quick word from my friends over at pregame.com. Listen, log on to pregame and buy some playoff NBA picks, buy some MLB picks, and use my coupon code T20, that is T-E-E-2-0, for 20% off anything over at pregame.com. Once again, that is T as in golf, T20, for 20% off anything over at pregame.com. All right, back to the golf. We now move to my one outright winner for the week. It's going to be Adam Scott to win at 28-1 on BetOnline. And Last year, we saw Jason Day emerge back into golf spotlight with a win at the Byron Nelson. And I think another Aussie veteran gets it done at Craig Ranch this year. Similar to Day, Adam Scott won the Byron in a different decade back in 2008. And he's continued to play well here through the course switch to Craig Ranch. Scott finished eighth at the Byron last year. And I hate to say a guy is due, but it's amazing that Scott has not won in 4 years with how well he's played at times. You look, this year in particular, and Adam Scott has five top 25s and seven starts. And that is due to the fact that Scott is having one of the best years on tour with the putter. And you know that world-class golf swing that Scott has always gets it done from tee to green. So I feel, now that he is in peak form with the putter, he's you could make an argument that this is the best that Adam Scott has ever putted it in his career. So my one outright winner for this week is going to be the 2013 Masters champion and 14-time PGA Tour winner in Adam Scott at 28-1 on BetOnline. We now move to the sleeper, which is going to be Alex Noren to top 10 at plus 320 on Bet365. And Noren, the Swede, what a year he's having as he comes into the Byron, having not finished worse than 23rd in his last five starts. And that little run he's on, that included a ninth place finish in Palm Beach and an 11th place finish at the Houston Open. And, Noren is another iron player whose ball striking I trust to perform every week. Kind of like Adam Scott, Noren's improvement this year in particular has been a product of the work he's done with the putter. Alex Noren is 16th in putting on the PGA Tour rolling into this week. So for the Byron Nelson sleeper, it's going to be Alex Noren to top 10 at plus 320 on Bet365. We now move to the first round pick. And my first round pick for the Byron is going to be Tom Hoagie to top 10 after round one at plus 500 on DraftKings. And Hoagie, he's one of the best options this week when you are determining who are the best ball strikers and best putters going into this week. When it comes to those two stats, when you combine the iron play and the putting, there is no one better going into this week than Tom Hoagie. The reason I don't have him to win is because this is his third week in a row on the road. I will have him in the lineups. I'll have him in the first round, but Tom Hoagie, one of those guys who I am not willing to bet on to win in his third week playing in a row. I expect him to play very well in the first two rounds, and that is why for our first round pick, we'll go with Tom Hoagie to top 10 after round one at plus 500 on DraftKings.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
We now move to our two lineups. We start with the Yahoo six-man lineup with a $200 budget. For number one on the Yahoo lineup, we will go with our outright winner, Adam Scott, at $38. For number two, I will insert Tom Hoagie into the lineup at $37, just in case he finds some extra juice over the weekend. You cannot ignore Hoagie's performance as of late. He's a Texas native. He lives there, in Fort Worth. So we have to give Hoagie a shot in the lineup this week at number two. Number three is going to be Jake Knapp at $37. You might remember Knapp won the Mexico Open earlier this year. And when you look at his last three events, he is up there as one of the better iron players and better putters in the field this week. So we will roll with Knapp time at number three. In the fourth spot for the Yahoo lineup, I'm going to go with Thomas Dietrich. Dietrich is rolling into this week off, two top tens in his last three starts. We'll see what the Belgian can do in his first career start at Craig Ranch. So we're going to roll with Dietrich in the four spot at $36. For number five, I'll go with Sam Stevens in the five spot at $31. Stevens is coming off a fourth place finish at the Zurich alongside Paul Barjon. 2 weeks before that, Stevens had a 14th place finish at Valero. So I like a trending Stevens in the five spot at $31. For Stevens this week, it'll be all about, whether he can keep his iron play precise. That's been his struggle over this year. You'll see if you follow him round to round, he'll have, first and second round, he'll have two great days with the irons. And then Saturday and Sunday, he hasn't quite figured out that weekend formula. And it's nothing to do with Stevens' play off the tee. It's nothing to do with his putting. It just seems that in 2024, once he gets to the weekend, the iron play can start to dwindle. We'll see if that can change at Craig Ranch this week. I'm willing to put it to the test in the Yahoo lineup at $31 for Sam Stevens in the five hole. At number six and rounding out the caboose in the Yahoo lineup, it'll be the ball striking legend and Jonathan Vegas at $20. Vegas, hasn't done much since returning from shoulder surgery a few months ago, but look for him this week at a course where, Vegas, he can just rear back and send it off the tee around Craig Ranch. And I like the way his iron play matches with this golf course. For Vegas, it'll be all about whether he can fight off that kryptonite and the putter. The putter always seems to get Vegas. It especially has in these first couple months of returning the PGA Tour. We'll see how the putter reacts to Craig Ranch's putting surfaces, but we'll roll with Jonathan Vegas at $20 in the sixth spot for the Yahoo lineup. We now move to the PGA Tour lineup. At number one, we will use Tom Hoagie for the first time this year in the PGA Tour lineup. For number two, we'll roll with Ben Martin. Martin finished seventh at the Valero a few weeks back. That's been his only notable finish of the season. But when you look deep into the approach and putting numbers, Ben Martin is a guy that should play well this week. So we will roll with Ben Martin in the two spot. In the third spot, I'm going back to the well with Chandler Phillips, who I haven't actually used in the starting lineup all year. I've had him on my bench a couple times, but have never given him a go in the starting four. Phillips, has played great, kind of like Stevens. Phillips, he's played great in opening rounds so far this year. He has not found, he has not figured out how to manage his game over the weekend and continue making a bunch of birdies on Saturdays and Sundays. But I'm thinking it could happen here with how accustomed Phillips is with going low on Korn Ferry Tour style golf courses. So fresh off a 19th place finish with Jacob Bridgman at the Zurich, I'm going with Chandler Phillips in the third spot of the PGA Tour lineup. At number four, for number four, I'll go with my outright winner in Adam Scott. And then for my PGA Tour bench this week, it's going to be Seamus Power and Doug Gim. We're on to the scoring prediction for the Byron Nelson. And let me tell you, the weather in McKinney, Texas, which is just a little bit south of Dallas, the weather in McKinney looks like absolute garbage towards the end of this week and into the weekend in Dallas. It looks like the Metroplex is fixing to get smoked with some rain for the Byron, which makes scoring predictions pretty tough. I check the wind. I check the temperatures. The wind's going to stay down. The temperatures will stay warm. So I'm going to err on the side that this course is going to get easier with how soft it's going to be. It's not like it's going to be cold. It'll just be wet. So I think it's going to play extremely soft and easy. My winning score for TPC Craig Ranch is going to be 25 under for the Byron Nelson this week. As for my best bet, I'm rolling with Adam Scott to top 10 at plus 320 on bet365. I think he is the only veteran in this field who, number one, is an established winner on the PGA Tour. But more importantly, He's an established winner on the PGA Tour that is playing well rolling into this week. You know, Jordan Spieth's an established PGA Tour winner. He's not playing well. Siwoo Kim, you could give him that right. He won the Players. He is not playing great going into this week, in particular his putting. You look at some other players on the favorites lists. You know, Jason Day, major champion and established PGA Tour winner, just like Adam Scott. But he's got a few things in his game that aren't clicking. And he's had a couple tournaments here in the past 4 weeks that have not been that sharp. You can't tell me the same thing about Adam Scott. He is playing well as of late. He, you know, has five top 25s in his first seven starts of the spring. And he's an established winner. You'd have to think that once Scott gets comfortable and gets rolling, you know, 4 or 5 weeks in a row of top 25s, I think it's his moment this week at the Byron. So for my best bet for this week's action at TPC Craig Ranch, it's going to be Adam Scott to top 10 at plus 320 on Bet365. I appreciate everyone joining me for the Byron Nelson preview. I'm going to be back with you here in the next day or two to give you a preview for the Insperity Invitational, which is one of the best tournaments on the Champions Tour schedule. Once again, I'll hold off on the Insperity Invitational episode. I'm going to go out and get a couple press conferences tomorrow, walk with a few players, going to walk with Darren Clark at 9:10 in the morning. And then I will report back to you with a full preview of the Insperity Invitational. So what you heard today was a preview for the CJ Cup's Byron Nelson. In case you have any questions, you can find me on X at DRMedia59. We'll talk with you in a few days before the Insperity Invitational. And if you are skipping out on the Champions Tour coverage, we will talk next week before the next signature event at the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow.
See, woo, shaking that ass, shaking that ass.